أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم، وما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, and that Allah Ta'ala has honored us to be in the ummah of His beloved Habib, our most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An amazing incident from the Mubarak life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we center today's lesson around a beautiful dua taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we seek protection from 8 things. And these 8 things are such they would encompass all situations, conditions, and difficulties that a person may go through. Hadrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala is the narrator. He says that one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the masjid at a time other than salah, and found one of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu from the Ansar, named Hadrat Abu Umama radiyallahu an. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that ma li araka jalisan fil masjidi fi ghayri waqti salah. What is it? Why is it that I see you sitting at this time in the masjid? The Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala an says humumun, and also says duyunun. Two things have crippled me. Two things have overcome me that causes me great anxiety and worry due to which I am here. One is great anxiety, worry and concern. And the second thing, that I am burdened with such debts that are well beyond my means, that cripple me. And here look at our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great teacher. In fact, there is a book in Arabic, one of the great ulama of recent times, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah, has written, only from the angle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the greatest of teachers. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, should I not teach you some words, which if you will recite them morning and evening, أَذْهَبَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَنْكَ هَمَّكْ وَقَضَى عَنْكَ دَيْنَكْ. Two great promises, and they are yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you will read these words consistently, morning and evening, Allahu Azza wa Jal will remove all your worry, anxiety and concerns, And secondly, Allah Ta'ala Himself will take care of all of your debts. Allah Ta'ala will enable the payment of all of your debts. Now, many of us have one of these two or both that concern a person. Anxiety, worry, concern, whatever it may be. Whether it is in private matters, family matters, financial matters, and that which should bring worry and concern, the condition of the ummah, the oppressed and bleeding ummah in different parts of the world, that is a noble worry and concern. Or a person is overpowered with such debts that are beyond a person's apparent means. So either with one of those two or both of them, most people are going through. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches this beautiful dua, and we hear it mostly in the masjid, in the dua after Fajr Salah. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches seeking Allah Ta'ala's protection, so already we are saying, Allahumma, O Allah, inni a'udhu bika, I seek protection in you. These words alone say that I believe that Allah is one, all alone, in control of all matters and affairs, tawheed. It is saying that I place my total dependency and trust only in you, O Allahu Azza wa Jal. It is showing that I cannot do anything. Dua shows extreme humility in the court of Allah, which Allah Ta'ala loves abundantly. So Allah, I seek your protection. And here 8 things are mentioned. One is worry, concern, anxiety. And the second is hazan, sadness and sorrow. They seem to be similar and in many regards intersperse one another. Some of the commentators of hadith have said that ham, anxiety, pertains to that which are matters of the future. Future, what is going to happen? And hazan, sorrow and sadness on what may have transpired in the past. Number three and four, wa'audhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. O Allah, I seek protection in you from hopelessness, from being incapacitated, and from laziness. Our deen and sharia emphasizes hard work, making an effort, highly noble in our shariat. Obviously, after all of that, our dependency and trust is only on Allah. So Allah, I seek protection in you from being meek and weakly or despondent, and I seek protection in you from laziness. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبْنِ وَالْبُخْلِ. O Allah, I seek protection in you from being cowardly and from miserliness. Ya Allah, never be let me a miser, being big-hearted, spending without extravagance in the noble causes is extremely beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves a person who is generous. And Allah, I seek your protection from being cowardly. And lastly, wa'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dayn wa qahri ar-rijal. Allah, I seek protection in you from being overpowered with such debts that consume me, that are beyond my means. And lastly, number 8, Allah, I seek protection in you from the oppression of people upon me, from people being so overpowering and overbearing on me that I have no choice in the matter whatsoever. People being oppressive to me, harsh, overbearing over me. Allah, I seek protection in you from such people. So look at the beauty of this dua. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, wa Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, our most beloved after Anbi alayhi salatu was salam, every one of them was special. And that is why never tolerate anything ill said against the honor and dignity of any Sahabi radiallahu anhu. If we hear such discussions, then as per the advices of the pious seniors of this ummah, do not sit in the company of such people. Even if they are close relatives, do not partake of meals in their company, for they could put your iman at great peril and danger. So Hadrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, this sahabi from amongst the Ansar, says that I put to practice what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said to me. And here, outstanding characteristic of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they were deepest and sincere in their actions. He immediately put to practice Such was their resilience. On one occasion, some Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in took a pledge of allegiance, a bayat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand, and some of the things they said, that I will never ask anybody for anything. The narrator says, I had seen many of them long after Rasulullah SAW had departed from this dunya. If they were traveling and their lash or their whoop fell onto the ground, they would inconvenience themselves in getting off and picking up themselves, whereas they could have easily asked somebody to please pass that to me. But because of the word they had given Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they remain adherent to it. So Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala says that thereafter I put to practice, and on the qasam of Allah, Allah ta'ala removed all my anxieties, worries and concerns, and Allah ta'ala made the means of the fulfillment of my debt. So worry, anxiety, sorrow, they are natural conditions. There are many, many other words to read. The one who reads every morning and evening 7 times, the promise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that Allah himself will suffice for all that person's worries and anxieties. We say 7 times, morning and evening, Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illa hu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. The last words of the last verse of Surah At-Tawbah, the 8th page of 11th para of Quran Sharif, these words can be found. So 7 times, Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illa hu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. In this we also seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from being cowardly, from showing weakness. And a beautiful example of that the Ummah has lost in the last 2 days, Al-Hafiz, Al-Mujahid, Al-Shaheed, Ismail Haniya, the head of the political bureau of Hamas, born into a family of great pious people in Awliya. His father had run a Zawiya, a Khanqa, where Adhkar, etc. would take place in Gaza. He was a Hafiz of the Quran Sharif, was an Imam in many, many times in Salah. And as the famous words said in his praise, قَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَنَّعْتَرِفَ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ. Our leader Ismail Haniya has said that you will never ever acknowledge, you will never ever recognize Israel. That while remaining steadfast and firm and pragmatic, did not capitulate, was very, very understanding of conditions, man of great piety. When he was the leader of Hamas within Gaza, would go around and do khidmah of the elderly ladies, do shopping for them, etc. A great reciter of Quran Sharif. We also learn in his shahada and his martyrdom the treachery of the Shia. Just ponder on one, 3 facts. The Ummah has lost 3 great personalities. The previous leader of the Taliban, Mullah Muhammad Akhtar Mansour, had visited Iran on his way back, was struck with a missile, was shaheed. The deputy of Ismail Haniya had visited a Shia area in Lebanon, and a short while thereafter was attacked with a missile. Ismail Haniya, who was supposed to be an official guest and many, many years eluded any form of attack, was presented on a plate as a trophy. But this is his desire, and this was his lifelong. What a beautiful statement he said can be inscribed in gold. We understand the severity of the responsibility of the Palestinian cause and jihad regarding this. And he says, we are prepared to pay that price at any time with honor and dignity. And that price is giving our life for the sake of Allah, for the sake of jihad, for the Palestinian cause. And so beautifully he says, for the dignity of this ummah. For the dignity of this ummah, for the sake of Allah, for the sake of jihad, the price to pay is with your life. What sincerity he may have had that Allah Ta'ala gave him this great honor. We also learn from this, as said, the importance of hard work. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amazing incident. A sahabi from the Ansar comes and asks Rasulullah some, begs for some assistance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, what do you have at home? He says, all we have is a piece of cloth, some of it we wear, some of it we spread out, and a bowl from which to drink. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, bring both of those. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then does an auction, that who will buy these from me for 1 dirham? A sahabi says, I am prepared to buy it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who will up the price to 2 dirhams, 2 silver coins? A Sahabi says, I will buy it for 2 dirhams. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives it to him, takes the 2 dirhams and says to him that now buy with 1 dirham food for your family, and with the other buy an axe and bring it to me. He does so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own Mubarak hand attaches a wooden handle to the axe, to the chopper, and says to him that now go out and chop and cut firewood and keep on selling and keep on selling with the profits you get. And I will only want to see you after 15 days, after almost a fortnight. He comes back by that time having earned already 10 dirhams in that short space of time. Rasulullah says that this is far better for you than begging and having the shame on your face of it on the day of Qiyamah. Begging would be permissible only if a person is under severe debt, or a person has to pay off blood money and has no means to do it, or for some other very, very extreme reason, there is absolutely no means of food in your home. That is severe poverty. So this beautiful dua that we have learned today, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the Sahabi, and he says, because of it, Allah ta'ala remove all my anxieties and worries, and Allah ta'ala made the means of the payment of my debt. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. Wallah, I seek protection in you from sorrow, sadness, and anxieties and worries. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسَلِ. Wallah, I seek protection in you from weakness, from being incapacitated, and from laziness. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبْنِ وَالْبُخْلِ. Wallah, I seek protection in you from being cowardly and miserly. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. Wallah, I seek protection in you from being overpowered, overbearing, oppressive people, and debt that overburdens me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, it is far better for you to take your chopper, chop firewood in the forest, in the mountains, carry that heavy load on your back, and come and sell it and eat of that, far better than begging of people who may give, may not give, but it could be a shame on your face on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala guide us, protect us. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Shaykh Ismail Haniya, all the other martyrs, all the other shuhada, may Allah ta'ala accept their shahada and martyrdom, grant them the highest, remember them, their families, in our fervent du'as. Many of his family members had also been martyred, many of them on the day of Eid or close to Eid recently. Allah Ta'ala accept their immense sacrifices for the cause of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Reminder, inshallah, the opportunity once again to show our dedication, love to Allah by means of his house and the learning of deen. Contribute generously, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن، فإن الله يحب المتقين. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. أيها المسلمون، فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي أتاحنا بها بدون استحقاق منا. قال الله عز وجل: وإن تشكروا يرضه لكم. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه في حديث طويل أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم الصحابي الأنصاري سيدنا أبا أمامة رضي الله عنه دعاء لذهاب الهموم وقضاء الديون. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. فأذهب الله عنه همومه وقضى عنه دينه. خلاصة الحديث الشريف، قال الله عز وجل للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف، تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. وقال الله عز وجل عن الذين استشهدوا في سبيل الله المجاهدين الشهداء، ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا تقبل شهداءهم وتكفل أراملهم وأيتامهم، اللهم سدد رأيهم ورميهم، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بقدرتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وشهداءنا، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Straighten the soft, filling the gaps in the soft in front of us. Leave no gaps between our shoulders, especially ensuring that once salah start and we fold our hands, there are no gaps between our shoulders. So we try and stand as closely as possible before salah. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Straightening the sufuf in salah and standing without any gaps between ourselves. As mentioned by our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most truthful of all, a great means of unity in the ummah, inshaAllah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوعب تذلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahu akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma tassalam, kassalam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم استر عوراتنا وامن راتنا. اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم شهداءنا، اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنه. اللهم تكفل ايتامهم وارامنهم يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. An important announcement, inshallah, tomorrow evening, a very important program as far as Islah, inculcating Sunnah, Tilawat of Quran, Dhikr program, Islah program will take place tomorrow, inshallah, at the Forsberg Jami Masjid. Our respected Ustaz Manoj Shabir Saluji Sahib has benefited tremendously from many of the seniors of the Ummah will be conducting tomorrow as from Asr onwards, inshallah. The details on the board as we leave the Masjid on our left hand side, inshallah.